Hey, Cincinnati people, it's Cy. My only headlining dates for the year in Cincinnati, Go Bananas Comedy Club at the end of this month, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The weekend is the 1st and 2nd of March. Go to gobananascomedy.com. You can get tickets. It's going to be my only headlining dates at the club all year. Gobananascomedy.com to get your tickets. End of this month. Come to it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back across from me. And you're not going to believe this. Physically across from me in my office today only is Cyrus Amundson.
Hello everybody, I have landed in the middle of Chad's home. This is my first daytime tour.
Yeah, that's right.
I've had a nighttime tour. I've had a daytime tour. I see all the vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Because what I need to know about your home is, because it's big. And it's not, I think sometimes we talk about it and we talk about it like it's the James J. Hill house. Is that a place? Is that what it's called here in Minnesota?
Yes, James J. Hill,
yeah. Yeah, he was a mayor. Anyway.
I don't know who he was, but he's got days named after him in Wayzata in the summertime.
Yeah, so, you know. It's not that. It's not like your dad invented Tabasco sauce or your dad's dad invented Tabasco sauce.
There's not a tunnel to get to the other side of the house. This isn't like the Clue house.
No.
There's no billiards room, nothing like that.
But it is big enough that if just you and Kelsey were here and there was a vulnerability, a window or a door, mm-hmm. that I could live here for a couple months if I timed it right. If I get up at 4 a.m., mm-hmm. and I, you know, based on, it would take a bit of tracking, but I think if I learned your schedules and I found a vulnerability, this is the sort of house that somebody would be like, did you know there's a boy living in your basement? I think it's that sort of situation. But I love the house and it's nice to be here in person.
Just a friendly reminder, major security system where the cops will come and grab you. And also, I have talked to so many lawyers and I will shoot you in the head.
The way this house is like, it's combination. It's like a mini James J. Hill house, but it's more like, what's the place where they keep the gold?
Oh, Fort Knox?
Yeah. It feels this, it has the vibe of, I spent my days, I grew up in Orono. I know what a house, this house looks like if you step on the grass, it goes, alert, intruder.
Sure.
Alert, yeah. Intruder. It's got a...
And it does. You didn't even step on the grass when you came.
So no, I was mainly a driveway guy, and I think you had the lasers off.
I turned everything down because I knew you were coming. That's why I kept asking your ETA.
Okay, well, that's really smart.
You know, sometimes I do have to let people into the house, and you know who's never going to save me? This fucking dog. I'll tell you why. Bark, bark, bark. He barks as if someone is about to get their throat ripped out. And as soon as a hand goes out or anything else, it is on his back, presenting his belly, easily killable. This dog would last 3 seconds in the wild.
Yeah, he doesn't know me. Right. I woke you up from a nap.
Yeah.
He came to the door, but like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah. Are you coming to play? Yeah. He had a coming to play vibe to him.
I think he barks really, really loudly to see if you have what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't leave, he's like, all right, this guy's cool.
This guy, he knows the property. He's going to be, he understands the vulnerabilities. He can stay.
Let me, here, this is something that happened with the dog, but do you know what a tonal is?
Tonal, no. It's the thing that you do when the Catholic priest.
It's not.
It's the thing. What's that? What's that? Atonement.
Atonement, yeah.
Atonement. Side note, I arrived via plane.
Yeah.
And you know the people who show up at the airport with a sign like, welcome home, Benji?
Oh, yeah.
There was a whole row of them and they were all for the same person. And they were there returning from their Latter-day Saints mission.
Sure.
And I guess I didn't know this. They were all saying, welcome back, Elder, and then the last name. I don't need to say.
Right.
That's probably not cool of us,
right?
You know, to say who it was. But anyways, welcome back. So is that how it works in Mormons? Do they graduate? Are you a child, and then you go on your mission, and you come back an elder? Like, are there like levels? Is it like...
I mean, I know there are levels, but mm-hmm. I don't know that... I don't know when you become an elder.
Elder's a cool term.
Elder is a cool term because you have to respect your...
Elders.
That's always been a thing.
I did let them know that you had a major issue with their church. You don't believe anything they said. I said, if you don't...
a major issue with that church.
But my goal is just to make you the enemy of all church.
Oh.
I don't think we should stop at Catholic. So anyways, that's what made me think.
Yeah, atonement. Yeah, but it's atonement. Called atonal. What it is...
That's one of those machines that you stand in front of the mirror and you... Do the, it's got ropes, like bands connected to it.
Yes, it is basically, so it is.
Oh, is that right?
It's an exercise, a piece of exercise equipment.
Okay.
That you also don't use. Okay. It is it's like you put a big screen TV on the wall, but sideways.
Okay.
And
yes.
Then you turn it on and there are men and women on there and they go, hey, everybody. It's like a picture Peloton, except you're using this pulley system. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. It has, chains, it has spotter. So it does everything you would need it to do with a lifting partner or putting chains on the end of a bench press or all that stuff because it gets heavier as you lift it, like whatever.
And they're like, the people are as big as the mirror, right? So it's very futuristic.
That's yeah, the vibe and they come on, they're like, hey, everybody, are you ready to rock and roll today? We're about to pump you up, like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and you look at these people and you go, there's another TV on another wall in this house that's correctly put on.
Yeah, the right way.
And then it has horizontal. Shows where they don't yell at you, where you can just get
yes.
involved in the stories.
Yes.
This is like a participation story that I don't need to be part of. But anyways, because you're pulling, like at some time, you know, it's 200 pounds max.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you have to have them come and secure it to the wall.
Yeah.
So two people came to make sure that this thing was put on the wall correctly.
Yeah.
And Poe would not leave this guy alone. All over him, like kind of, you know, like just sniffing, sniffing, sniffing. And the guy's like, hey, can you get your dog away from me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And mm-hmm. I go, come on, buddy, come on. And he would come over to me and then eventually go right back to this dude. Mm-hmm. And he's like, seriously, can you please get your dog away from me? I'm like, I'm trying, man. But no, I'm not going to lock him in a bathroom. I don't know. Maybe I go, did you sit in your dog? Or mm-hmm. something. And then the last thing he goes, hey, your dog for real. And I go, hey, I don't want to startle you, but he can smell cancer. And that's what I said. Yeah, I did.
I'm so.
No. It's okay.
Very rarely am I so definitively on the other side of a story from you. I've been on the other side from day one.
I know.
From moment one.
I need to tell you that I know that cancer is not funny. I know that cancer has affected everyone listening, including the speaker, the teller of this story.
I don't even, I'm more upset about, like, if I tell you to get your fucking dog away from me, get him the fuck away from me.
Well, here's my problem.
Okay.
Don't come to my house with a dirty asshole and get mad at me. This is my house. You wash your asshole before you come here or my dog's gonna sniff you. That's how it works.
There had to have been something going on because he's not that sniffy of a dog.
He smells dirty asshole though. He'll definitely smell that. And so I say, you know, obviously I'm probably a little embarrassed, right?
Yeah, sure.
That I can't get the dog to listen to me.
And you react really well
and
when you're embarrassed.
There's another man. And yeah, I'm going to tell you something. What I'm not going to do when I'm embarrassed, the first thing out of my mouth isn't going to be, hey everyone, I'm embarrassed. It's going to be to set the tone for the rest of the day. I'm going to throw a huge power move on you. He smells cancer. And I'm going to say, now you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now you're the most uncomfortable one in the room. I'm embarrassed, but you're uncomfortable. And that's a power shift because this is my
level
house.
The playing field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyways, he's never going to...
we're just going to... Yeah, we'll just keep moving on then.
He's
we'll
never going to scare anybody away. But he definitely will let you know when you need to take a shower.
There's no one treats you like me. No one, you and I are the Cy and Greg of this podcast, where like you're this story is for me and Greg, but anyways, you're gonna get the better treatment. And
sure, of course,
no, the amount of, like, for all the people who are mad at me who for being mad at the couple, the changing the diaper
right
in the Whole Foods parking lot, letting their baby dick whip out in there. By the way, 6 months in, 6 months, zero diaper changes in the back of an SUV in a parking lot. I'm going to set the fucking record. But equal, like, you don't let your dog. Like, if you have a service person in your home, get the fucking dog. But here's the thing. No one's going to say that to you because you're the dad. No one's going to say that. Everybody loves you, and you say it so charmingly.
Not everybody loves me, but...
They're going to be like, they'll be like, oh, you remember, Si, relax. Relax. You're spazzing out. Chad, I love it when you told that guy who kindly asked for your creature not to be around him because he may have dog trauma. You remember when you said, I bet it's cancer?
I know he probably did have dog trauma, but I'll tell you what fucking rattles you out of dog trauma is thinking you have cancer.
Cancer, a cancer scare. Absolutely a cancer scare. That's a good point. Let me talk about this babe for a second here.
Yes, please.
So I've been raising this babe, and you know, I have a lot of questions in general for you, but when they do something wrong with your kids, did you take their diaper and did you like rub their nose in it? Is that what you're supposed to?
You shit in the diaper, you take it off and you don't rub their nose in it because that's like an awkward, you have to flip your baby over.
Sure.
You leave them on their back and you just push it.
You just push it. Yeah, you pie face them.
And then you go.
You diaper pie them.
And then you take a picture and you go, whoa, blowout. Front blowout came all the way through the diaper, up the onesie, onto his face. Unbelievable. You stop shitting your pants, you fucking fuck.
We play a lot of music in the house.
Yeah.
And so...
What kind?
So...
Are you ruining this kid?
We play a lot of folksy white boy music, folksy bluesy white boy music. You know what I like.
Sure.
We play a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we do... So we have been playing... So he has a favorite song, without
Already?
Fail. Yeah, it's the DuckTales theme song.
Oh, yeah.
I just put it on one day.
DuckTales,
woo. He loves the woo-woo. And I think it's because anytime we play it, no matter how many adults are in our house, they all go the woo-hoo. It's really... yeah. So he
just wants to be part of it?
He really gets into it. And so what do you use? Apple Music? How do you listen to stuff?
I listen to Apple Music, yeah. I don't think I even have Spotify.
Yeah. And I think that's okay with it. I don't think we're even... Are we anti-Spotify? Did our stuff get taken off there?
No. I'm not anti-Spotify. Listen.
I'm looking to boycott something. You know that.
I know you love to boycott, but I think that when...
I want to boycott.
When stuff happens, right? When people have to protect their business because of an unjustified lawsuit, then you take stuff down that's going to cause more trouble.
Yes.
And so they took our stuff down and...
Trouble everywhere.
Mine's back up.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that as then to remind other people who are in the room that
just
there's...
Just want to remind you that you all just have to sign that paperwork.
So, we play DuckTales.
Yes.
And a woo-woo. And so, on Apple Music, how it works is if you search a song, like if you search an album or an artist, so if you search Houndmouth, which is a band I like a great deal,
sure.
And you play the song My Cousin Greg off their, like... artist tracks, then they'll keep playing Houndmouth. But if you were to search for My Cousin Greg by Houndmouth and you select just the song, it goes, well, maybe you will like this by the Teskey Brothers. And then it rips and rolls.
Yeah.
And so that is what I have DuckTales on. And so whenever I plug my phone, and we've talked about this, it just starts playing whatever in my car.
Right.
And so when you listen to DuckTales on Apple Music, it goes, hey, would you like to hear other TV theme songs? And I would. It turns out I very much would.
Yeah.
And I have, so as you know, I like to go to the grocery store and sit in my car. You know, get a little dad break in.
Sure.
And by the way, if you...
Ask Jenna how many dad breaks you get, it would be a lot.
Here's the thing. If you want the most toxic place... known to human right now, I think you can go spend any time in the comment section of any Instagram post, Reddit post, article comments, anything about mom and dad roles.
Okay.
Spend any time over there.
Sure.
Because I will tell you, I don't know if you know this, but being a mom who raises kids, specifically, Lord knows if you're one who also cleans and cooks, it is the hardest job in the whole wide world. And if you were to raise your hand in one of those forums and go, I'm not saying it's not a hard job. I'm just saying that a lot of people have hard jobs. We all have jobs. Why do we have to rank the jobs? People don't like that. I wouldn't write that, but
sure. Let me help you out here. My dog can smell cancer. Let's get out of this mess immediately. What are you doing to yourself right now?
No, here's what I'm saying. I think we as a society have a complete inability to, and I don't know why we keep trying to, but we're obsessed with quantifying momhood and parenthood and the tasks within it. I saw this post when I was flying here today. It was great. It's not a great post. Guy's a piece of shit. But he's basically post. I'm going to just read it to you. This is great for you, Chad. And also,
okay, great.
Little promo for your other show where you answer relationship questions.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Pretend Problems.
Pretend Problems. Check out Pretend Problems on YouTube and all your platforms. You can get my response podcast, Real Problems. It comes out every Wednesday afternoon where I dissect your guys' answers. Not a huge listener base so far, but the people who do listen don't like it. So there is a great account on... if you like somebody, so now I know what you're thinking. Sai, you very recently told us you were getting off Instagram.
Yeah, I remember that.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. I am mostly off.
Okay.
The Discover page, what I do all day long, it's so ingrained in me to go check the Discover page. Like I just do it almost instinctually, like Pavlov's Instagram.
Okay.
And I check it and then I go, no. And then I get out of there. Now, this is an account that I follow.
Okay.
Because I love it. It's called Toxic Reddit.
So speaking of toxic and speaking of Pavlov, just quickly, this dog who my left arm is resting on right now, started breathing very hard. And then I was wondering what that was about, and it was a fart. And it is so gross up my nose right now.
Bummer. Yeah. Don't love that.
No, it's horrible. But I was just giving you some time to find your
Oh, voice. I found it. I got it right here.
Let's do it.
So Toxic Reddit is the name of the account. And what it does is it puts people who posted something on Reddit, it puts their post that's like pretty out there. Or like they know, it's basically they search Reddit and they go, what are people going to really disagree about? What are people going to be fucking furious about?
Yeah.
And then they put it on Reddit and then you can read it. And then they put some of the best comments from Reddit on there. And then underneath it, they put, you just get to read all the comments from the people who read this whole situation.
Okay.
There's also a fun thing on YouTube. There's these compilation videos where they take crazy topics from YouTube, like, what's the worst thing you've ever done that you've never told anybody about? And then they just use a voiceover to read them all one after another. Oh, dude, it's great. They're great. So this one is on Reddit/relationships.
Okay.
And the title sentence is, I got married young for the wrong reasons. My wife
baby. Baby or Jesus, pick one.
In my town, 24 is old. So I got married young for the wrong reasons. My wife has zero personality and I resent her. I'm thinking of divorce. This is like the Wimbledon of people are going to hate it.
Yeah.
The amount, here's what I'm going to tell you. The amount of people, well, let me read the paragraph.
Okay.
I'm 32 and my wife is 35. We got married 9 years ago, been together for 12 years. We have two small children, 2 and 6.
Oh, when interesting.
They were married
9 years ago and have it. Their 6-year-old's their oldest.
So 3 years. They were married 3 years before they had a
that's
kid.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus.
So he had his first kid and they were together 12 years, married 9. So he's still, he was 23 when he got married, 20 when he started dating her. Mm-hmm. When I met my wife, we were very young, still in college. She was sweet. She was sweet.
She was sweet and some other
she
shit.
She was sweet as all get out. She was sweet, caring, loyal, loved kids, etc. Someone that I knew would be a great mother and a wife. Now that we've been together for so long, I'm building up a lot of resentment toward her. She does cook, clean, take care of the kids, etc. I do help with all these things, but that's pretty much all she does. When she's not doing chores, she's watching reality TV or browsing social media. She has no strong opinions or anything, no friends, no hobbies, no interests, strong likes, dislikes, anything. She's basically just a rope. Warning you people at home, some of this is going to upset you. Head on over to the comments.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Trigger warning.
Oh, fuck. Trigger warning.
But it's also a spoiler
trigger warning and trigger spoiler.
She's basically just a robot housewife mom at this point.
Oh, my God.
I think I married her because she was my ride or die, which you didn't see him being a guy who said ride or die, did you?
Absolutely
not. I did not predict him to be a guy who said ride or die. And I saw that she would be a loyal partner and a great mom. That being said, I just hate spending time with her. She never has any original ideas she wants to discuss, no opinions. All her interests are things that I do or enjoy, very much chameleon-esque. I have to lead every conversation. If I don't ask question after question, we will sit in silence, staring at each other until I find something else to talk about. I'm at my wit's end. When I was a young male, I thought I wanted to wife up and have the ideal housewife and mom to be. Now that I am much older, I'm realizing I want a partner I enjoy spending time with, someone to challenge me, someone to share their own ideas, thoughts, blah, 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 blah. She's just there, in parentheses. She's a sweet woman and she is loyal to me. But I'm realizing that if I wanted a sweet and loyal companion to go with me on trips, not say a word, and do what I say without arguing or disagreement, I'd get a damn puppy. Please help. So this is a place where people ask for relationship advice.
Right.
So, and I realize I started somewhere and I will come back to that.
Yeah.
But I am going to give you the floor.
Sure.
To
This is a little preview of what happens on Pretend Problems.
Yeah, you are the relationship expert.
I'm a guru,
guys. Yeah, you're chatty roo.
I'm a guru. And so here's the thing. You think you're going to get a puppy to go on trips that won't smell people's dirty assholes and come to you when you tell it to? Think again. Puppy's a bad choice. Secondly, you think you've built up resentment? This woman fucking hates you, bro. You think she wants to watch reality TV? She doesn't ask you any questions because she fucking hates you.
She doesn't ask you any questions because it's hard to ask somebody a question who keeps responding everything with a softball league metaphor.
Yeah, you can't listen, Andy Warhol, fucking Mr. Artsy Fartsy, who has all the original ideas.
Some guy who's somehow cool and likes cool stuff, but also wrote Ride or Die in a paragraph on Reddit.
Yeah, I don't know how many. Did you type in synonym to, you know, life partner or some shit? Mm-hmm. Cool synonym to life partner? And you found Ride or Die because I'm telling you, the only reason people don't ask questions to another person is because they fucking hate them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So this is what I was coming to the comments for.
Okay.
I wanted, let's gather everybody together and let's fucking roast this guy.
Let's find the wife. Let's get out there, beat the streets.
Let's beat the streets.
Find the wife.
Let's find the wife.
She can tell us.
Tell us your half of the story. Yeah. Tell us, maybe she goes, well, I don't know, I just like Real Housewives. And you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize how. Maybe he's right. He's not right. But I came here for the roast. But what you got was an unending argument focused on one singular part. Can you guess which part it is, Chad?
I'm going to guess it is the part about the She cooks and cleans and watches the kids, and that's it.
She does cook, clean, take care of the kids, etc. I do help with all these things, but that's pretty much all she does. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to take a master class on how to project your personal feelings about your relationship into an Instagram comment, head on over to this Toxic Reddit post and spend some time reading through the. There are people 50 comments deep in an argument about whether or not he's a piece of shit for phrasing it that way, or he's like just being out, like, it is really some really good stuff. You have guys who are like, well, he said he helps. You don't know how hard he works. Maybe he works 80 hours a week. You want to be like, how many is that? How many you work, Jerry? Because it feels like you're projecting. And then there's women who are like, all she does is serve him all day. It's like, is that? What? How do you? Is that what you're doing all day, Lisa? Are you serving your husband? It's really great. It's a really. Yeah. But I wanted the roast stuff. So that's where my brain is at right now in terms of we can't have a conversation. I don't know why we're still trying to quantify. I'm watching Jenna be a mom.
Right.
I'm watching her do it, and she's doing it with old fucking Bird Bones over here, who is very little help. I run the logistics in our house, and we don't go anywhere, plan anything, or do anything. So it's not a big job. I'm like the president of paper in the internet era. It's not an important.
It doesn't matter.
So, but we are really obsessed with quantifying. And I understand that there are generations and eons and centuries of history of the difference between the genders and their roles and the respect and all that. Mm-hmm. But man, oh man, I think maybe we should punt on that. I don't think we need to. Why don't we just say it's great? Why do we have to like compare it to if it's harder than being a grocery store worker?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because you hear cooking, mm-hmm. right? That and that's a lot. Unless you're just boiling hot dogs.
Yep.
Cleaning. We don't know how big their house is. That could be a lot.
Yeah.
And watching the kids. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of stuff that's taking place. Now, I've heard that. I understand it. What I'm not hearing, you want to quantify something? Blowjobs. That's what I'd like to quantify. How often is she doing that? Because if it's twice a year, you're on top of things, dude. You're on the uptick for most guys.
Sure.
Most guys know that they need to trim it down and wash it up for their birthday. Sure. Right? So you get two blowjobs a year she's cooking and cleaning and watching your kids. Fuck you. I don't care what you do for work. You son of a bitch. Get over here. My dog can smell cancer.
You get a half birthday blowy? You're getting a birthday blowy and you're getting a half birthday blowy? What are we talking about here? What holiday blowy is that? How's that all working out? I don't know that I think.
I think you should not think about this.
I want to spend so much time thinking about it. It's all I want to think about.
Well, what exactly do you want to think about?
Here's the thing. You had your kids. You didn't exist in the era of influencers.
Right.
And there is no larger and more ridiculous community than parent influencers. It is the amount of everybody's an expert about everything. That's the world we live in. No matter what you say, there's always somebody who wants to tell you why you're wrong. And now the internet has allowed everybody you think that's how you pet a dog? This is how you pet a dog, right. You fucking imbecile.
When we had kids, we had two books.
Yeah.
What to Expect When You're Expecting, mm-hmm. so you could get that kid out. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Spock, Keep Him in a Cage. And those were the two things. You got him out of the vagina. Out of the womb.
Right into a cage.
Into a cage.
How big was your baby cage? So I've got the rubbing their nose in the diaper. How big was your baby cage? Ours is not. He's getting bigger.
Sure.
So
we had two baby cages. One was small, so mm-hmm. they couldn't roll around a ton.
Okay.
And then once they started rolling around gaining strength, then we got them a taller version so they could grab the top bars and do pull-ups.
Swing. Yeah. How long do you go until you get one of the zoo cages?
Prison workout. When they can do a full burpee on their own? For full burpee into a jump, grab, pull up. Now you get a bedroom.
I know you're talking about the exercise, but I can tell you this little kid is doing a lot of fucking burpees. Yeah. It's all he does is burpee and shitty. It's yeah. all he does yeah. all day is burpee sure. and shitty. But yes, it's a different time. There's a lot of everybody. We even in the hospital, like everybody has an opinion, and it is very difficult to. And Jenna and I, we're a pretty good team. We're both in it. We both know what we're good at. She knows the things that I do for our family are important, and I work hard at them, and I know the things she does for our family, and then we just go like, I think you're great, and we don't like, how much is it?
Yeah.
How much is it for you to do that? So anyway, DuckTales is his favorite song, and...
Woo-woo.
And so I get in the car, and Apple Music starts playing TV shows.
Okay.
And I love that. And then I get to the grocery store and I do my sit.
Mm-hmm.
I do my sit and hang at the grocery store.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. You want to... Here's what I recommend everybody do.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 p.m., if you have time, if your wife is cooking and cleaning and watching your kids,
mm-hmm.
That was a dig on that guy.
Yep, love it.
You can...
If you have ride or die in anything you've ever written...
Ride or die that will do everything for you and it's still not good enough.
Yep.
You put your AirPods or earbuds, whatever technology you use.
Yeah, probably fucking those skull candy ones if you're this guy.
Yeah, and you throw them in your ear and you park in the back of a grocery store parking lot at mm-hmm. 6:30.
Yep.
Just when it's getting dark.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk around and you play the Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. And it goes, I look at all the lonely people. And you walk around and you see a chubby guy eating some food that he needs to eat before he gets home. Because he's not allowed to have it at his house. And you see him, and it's like a force feeding because it's like he doesn't want to get home and be like, where the fuck were you? Like, I was eating malted milk balls in the car.
Yeah, he's sick of his wife going, the doctor said you can't have those, Terry.
Yeah, so he goes in and houses a fucking cake. Yep. No silverware, no napkins.
Absolutely.
Looks like a murder scene.
Absolutely.
And then you'll get somebody on a serious call, and then you get somebody on a friendship call. That's where they're like laughing. And you can see a side of humanity that is fucking heartbreaking, but also inspirational at the same time, where you just go, no matter what happens, we just keep going.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend that at 6:30. And maybe they'll see you there listening to...
Maybe.
Because I could be there. I'm going to tell you something. 3 whiskeys and you play me the Cheers theme song and I will start crying. Not weeping, not shoulder shaking. But I will shed a tear, one tear down my cheek. It's fucking crazy.
So here's where we're going with this.
Okay.
So, and I agree. I'm going to stop digging down on stuff. So,
okay.
I'll just sit in the car. And by the way, we both, just to be very clear, all you pro diaper in the parking lot people, we have a system. My wife and I have several systems that work really good. One of them, like my thing is like, if I've got to run to the grocery store, we have a firm understanding that I'm going to sit in that parking lot for 10 minutes, listen to something on the phone, and just stare at my steering wheel, just like that's what I'm going
to
do.
Just to get it out.
And when my wife says, I got to go upstairs and pump. Right? She's going to go upstairs to pump. What I know that means is she's going to go upstairs and she is going to not pump.
Okay.
For like a while. And then I'm going to come upstairs and I'm going to be like, hey, what now? And she's like, well, I haven't pumped yet. And I go, well, what are you doing? And then I learned that that's her grocery store parking lot.
Yep, that's her unwind.
We respect those moments. We also have a nice system that if one of us gets pissed off about someone or something, we put a period of time, like we talk about it. I go, I'm really pissed about this thing. And not even at each other, out in the world.
Sure.
So I go, I'm pissed at this person for doing this. And then we talk about it. And the other person's kind of like the judge. They're like, that fucking sucks. Good call. And then they kind of get to decide, how long do I get to talk shit about that person or that situation? Uh-huh. And I get to like fucking let it rip. Or she gets to let it rip. Say it's 4 days. You just fucking get to bitch. nonstop for 4 days.
And then
if
it's,
you want.
And it's a cold turkey?
And then it's a cold, then you move off it. It's cold
okay.
turkey.
Yep.
We
yep.
really support the bitching, and then we move off. And it's different. It's kind of like committing a crime. Did you steal a Snickers bar, or did you kill your secretary?
Right.
There's different amounts of time for stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm listening to TV theme songs, sitting in a parking lot, just staring at my steering wheel, and I'm singing along.
Yeah. What, are you not going to sing along with theme songs that you know?
My dad used to take me out of school early when I was in grade school.
Okay.
He would take me out of school.
Mine didn't.
He would take me out of school early. This is going to be hard for you because this is a big time dad moment.
Okay.
There's a few days of school left. He'd take me out. He'd go like, fuck that school. You don't need that.
Right.
And he'd take me up north to the cabin.
Ooh.
And we'd go out on the lake because the sunnies, the sunfish,
yeah.
were spawning, which is fish for...
Having sex.
Having sex and I think babies, having babies.
Having, more having babies. The and, sex had already happened.
And they're having them in the shallow area and they're all in the spot, so they're really easy to catch and kill and eat, you know. And so we would go out and because my dad knew from a very young age that I didn't enjoy fishing, but I liked catching.
Right. Remember the scene where the turtles are hatching?
Yeah.
And they're all racing towards the ocean and the birds swoop down and they'll grab this little soft shelled turtle. And you're watching this on TV and you go, fuck you, bird. You fucking leave the fucking turtles alone. There's so much food. Just give them a chance. That's Cy was the bird. Cy and his dad were the birds.
Yeah, we were a pair of birds.
Yeah.
Getting our sunnies.
Right.
And so what we would do, and we'd sit out there all day. And I like to catch. I don't like to fish. So he knew that if we were catching, I'd be entertained. But then he also knew, growing up, and we've talked about this, I couldn't watch MTV. That mm-hmm. was a no-no in our house. So I watched a lot of Nick at Night.
Sure.
So we would sit out in the boat, and we would sing classic TV theme songs.
Yeah.
We do the Mary Tyler Moore,
okay.
right? We would do the best one was Green Acres, and he would always play the woman. Okay. He would always be at, no, New York is where I'd rather stay. That was him. He was Ava Jaja. Which Gabor is that?
I think that was a J. I don't know.
And I was the Give Me Park Avenue. No, how's it? I don't remember. Oh my gosh, have I forgotten the Green Acres song?
I don't know. We haven't fished with your dad in a while.
We haven't fished with my dad in a while.
Too busy taking Greg hunting now.
Unbelievable. That's what I'm saying. You're the Greg. I'm the Cy. So.
Listen, just so everyone's clear, my dad also took me fishing. And one time he caught a trophy walleye. Trophy. It was, you know, there's like that slot where you are supposed to, you can keep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then there's this, a measurement that you're supposed to throw back.
Mm-hmm.
He had a trophy. And I remember he held it up. And I was driving the boat in because he'd let me drive with a little steering on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, this guy goes, holy shit, that's a big fish. And he goes, the boy caught it. And everybody's like, what the fuck? Started cheering. Oh, God.
What a great dad moment.
That's what I'm saying. See?
That would fit.
I just got to tell you, there's lots of those. I know we laugh about the funny parts, but there's lots of those kinds.
Yeah, I mean, what the viewers and listeners don't know, listeners only, what the listeners don't know is that there was cocaine that he'd hidden inside that walleye. And the reason he said the boy caught it is because if you guys got pulled over,
yeah,
not my walleye.
He wasn't sure if they were the DNR.
The boy caught it.
The boy caught it. Just so you know, it's his. I'm just holding it for him.
Don't inspect the fish. No need to. The boy caught it. No, that's a heartwarming anecdote. I think it would go nice in a really long group of stories about your father. And so...
I get it. Fine.
So, I like a good Mr. Ed.
Yep.
It's also such a silly... Well, I'm Mr. Ed before the song.
Mm-hmm.
Wild theme song. I get... I don't know... I was just in one of the Kroger's parking lots one time, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like having like a real nostalgia
yeah,
moment.
Sure.
And I'm doing Mr. Ed, like just staring at my steering wheel in my car, and I don't know if anybody saw it, but there were people walking by, and sometimes when I like forget something at home and I'm playing music and I get out of my Honda, and you think when you're in your car, you're like, well, nobody can hear this. Ah, it takes a very minimal amount of volume for you to be heard from a pretty significant distance in a Honda Civic. Right. Those things aren't soundproof.
No, they're not even close to soundproof, and you're sitting there blasting.
So there are people who went home, and they're like, hey, how's the grocery store, honey? Ah, I saw this guy who, he's probably dead now, but he was staring. He had like 1,000-yard stare into his steering wheel, and he was just mouthing the words to Mr. Ed, and I think I saw a tear. So, you know, we should... Do you still have that police blotter in the basement?
I look at all the lonely people. Boom, 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 boom. And there you are, just weeping to a horse singing. Oh, God. Amazing. I used to, I did play the Beatles for my kids a lot. Beatles, Elvis, that kind of stuff. We had a rule that if we were scanning the radio when we were in the car, that if the Beatles or Elvis was on, we'd have to stop. And so I liked that they could recognize that right away.
Okay.
And then one time Oasis came on and they were like, Beatles. I'm like, well, not really.
Yeah.
And so, but I used to wake them up. Do you have a song that you sing to Sunday?
We have songs. We have a playlist that he goes to bed to.
Okay. But do you sing him songs?
Yes, but they're all made up.
Oh, okay. I can't even imagine what those are.
They're not.
My dad takes your uncle hunting. He used to bring your father fishing.
So I used to wake my kids up to this, right? Very gentle. I think it's a great, so it would go, good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our spaces with bright shining faces. Oh, what a great way to start off the day, right? A very Fred Rogers.
You get nice and soft there at the end. Really because soft. It's still morning time.
Exactly. Because you want them to ease into the day. Okay. You don't want to shock them into it. Okay. Now, in 2001, 2 years after my son was born, the world was gifted a song called Chop Suey by System of a Down. And that came in handy to this little boy who had been born 2 years before. Because around eighth grade, I could go through 5 fucking rounds of good morning to, which he hated, but I kept singing it to him because he'd go, Dad, I'm in eighth grade. You don't have to sing me a baby song. And that would wake him up. But eventually, it wouldn't even wake him up. So then it was, wake up! Dibba-dabba-dabba-dabba, wake up! The bus is here. Your homework's done. I mean, it was crazy.
So you do your own version of... Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I love
it. Just wake him up with Chop Suey, and then he'd be like, oh my God, I'm getting up. Get out of here.
I love that. I think... Do you... So here's something that I'm going through, and this is something... I think...
Yeah.
I'm just throwing this out there. Okay. You can respond how you want.
I will.
I think... When he grows up, he should stay living with us forever.
You're talking about Sunday?
Yeah. I think he should stay in the house. If I can afford it by that time, I'll buy the house next door. If he needs to raise a family, fine. Raise a family over there. But I think if he wants, he can live in our house as long as he wants and take care of me. And we'll be best friends. And I'm going to be the sort of a bad dad where I'm a pretty good friend, though. Yeah. And so you're like, what's my dad up to? I should call him. So I think he should just live with us forever. Is that normal? How's that?
It is normal. I think eventually what you're going to get to, there's a really hard decision that you have to make where you go, I want to keep this going, but also it is my job as a parent to help them into developmental stages of life. And one of them is leaving. As hard as that is, it sucks, but you do have to encourage it. And when you don't encourage it and the kids do stay there forever, then you get a knock at the door one night and it's the FBI because there's bodies in your basement.
Sure. Or he lives with us forever. Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.